إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Afterwards, inshallah, we are going to proceed with our exegesis and the explanations for how to pronounce the words of the glorious Quran, its connotations, knowing the specific moral meanings behind the verses, the interpretational meanings which affect the steps of its sentences, its formation, and its sequences. If you could recall, we are still on the verse 195. Look what the Almighty mentioned. في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين وأنفقوا في سبيل الله and spend in the cause of God ولا تلقوا بأيديكم and do not burn yourselves with your hands إلى التهلكة into fallation, into destruction, into a trouble وأحسنوا and be kind, be kindly, be kindful, be good إن الله يحب المحسنين verily God like the doers of good, but like the kindful ones. Yesterday we had the grammatical analysis as we dissected some of the sentences. Some of the grammatical points within the verse or within the verse. We discuss on the new vocal, the vocals within the ayah. That is وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. التَّهْلُكَة is a new word. It is not used commonly, even in terms of communication. In Arabic, it is uplifted. You come across any usage of this particular way, At-Tahluka, because it's a processed way that God the Almighty used. And usually, the words that have been used in any matter of discernment to destruction, trouble, perdition, danger, hazard. Also from the same root with this way. For example, al-halal or al-hilal. It is commonly used than at-tahluka. So let us also say something about how this word is formed, how it was coined. The word at-tahluka is from the origin of halak or halaka. Really, we know the process. If you know the masdar, then you would be familiar with the modification and the processing. Halaka, yahliku, halakan, halaka yahliku, halakan, not hilakan. Halaka, yahliku, halakan. Wahulkan, watahluka. So this is how it is processed. Halaka yahliku halakan, hulkan, tahluka. Got it? This is how it was coined. From halaka to yahlik. To yahlu, yahlik. Bilkasra. Then halaka. Halaka, you can further process it to yahlik. Yahlik. Halaka to yahliku. Yahliku to halakan. This is from the ilm al-tasrif. And also, wahulkan. It can be processed further. And from hulkan, then it is getting transformed to tahluka. That means you should not turn yourselves into anything that can destroy you. Anything that would be considered as destruction, a harm. For because any entity, any material that is regarded as a resource or as a resource to the human is very vital, is very important in the sight of God. Your souls are very vital. Your wealth are very vital. Your families, your children, offspring are very vital, very important. So do not get anything to be destroyed within this cycle. Don't allow your wealth to be spent in the wrong way. Not allow your souls to be destroyed, to be squandered. And that's the reason why the Almighty mentioned, وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. Do not squander your resources. وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كانوا إخوان الشياطين، وكان الشيطان بربه كفورا. Likewise in Surah Al-A'raf. That was from Surah Al-Isra. The Almighty mentioned also in Surah Al-A'raf. ومن حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق. هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة. Before that particular verse, يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا. And do not squander. Do not squander your resources. In the books of the Tafasir, if you look, you would see how the scholars were elaborating on this aforementioned places about the burn of your resources and how to spend your resources. Wallahu musta'an. And this particular verse, the Almighty mentioned, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُ. It is emphasizing the value of your souls. Don't get yourself killed. Do not commit suicide. Don't get deceived by any motivational speaker or any inspiration to waste your souls. No, you need to conserve your souls. You need to conserve your resources. Don't be squanderous, even in terms of your souls, your resources. That's the reason why God mentioned, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Look, even in this century, 21st century, people are not taking heed about these matters. They continue to kill themselves with unjustifiable reasons. You see how people have been killed without unjustifiable, without justifiable facts, without any reason. Some are misguiding innocent souls, innocent people, to squander their souls. Wallahu musta'an. So anything that would leads to any wastage out of your resources, part of your resources is your soul. So do not get into that. And do not allow your hands to run you into any danger, into any trouble. For example, the contracts that you may sign, or any deed that will lead to a perdition after, that will not lead to any labor after Mars, then do not sign that particular deal. Do not sign the contract. Allahumma musta'an. To try to manage your hands. For most of the matters of corruption, destruction are initiated by hands, and that's why even when God mentioned in one particular verse, "Zahar al-fasadu fil bari wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." Corruption become prevalent. Fil bari wal bahri. On the lithosphere and in the hydrosphere, on land and in land, on land and in land, meaning on land and also on the sea, on the ocean, on the lakes, on the rivers, so many corruption. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Corruption to prevail. Corruption become prevalent. Become prevalent. Bima kasabat aydin nas. Due to what the hands of humans committed. So much problems they are committed on the land and on the likewise on the sea, inside the sea. Bima kasabat aydin nas. So most of the problematic matters most of the acts of destruction, most of the trouble matters related to the hands' actions. The deal that you would sign, the contract that you would sign, if that is an evil one, then you see how the hands are making the evil. You take your board and you cast the board to a wrong person. You cast your board to a person that is not competent. And you think that is not corruption? You are the original corrupt person. Because what you have done is corruption. Do not think that corruption is just what is happening from the top. From within, from beneath, there are also corruption. Whatsoever you would do, let it be according to the law, according to what is known. So that is the peace of India. Anyway, that is not of evil, or that will not come with any evil, according to your own capability, according to your own understanding. So that is peace of India. But anyway, that would come with evil aftermath, problems, traditions, destructions. So do not get your hands into those matters. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُ. You will not throw with your hands into destruction. Yesterday we mentioned about the asbab al-nuzul, over of the asbab al-nuzul. Usually, in most of the opinion, opinions of the scholars of exegesis, you consider that this particular verse was revealed for the issue of al-infaq, spending, charity. So there might be a reason why the verse was revealed. The most authentic reason behind is that which was mentioned by Abi Ayyub al-Ansari. Which actually I mentioned about one historical incident between the Romans and the Muslims. One amongst the Muslims decided to commit a suicide. So people shouted, "Ma alqa نفسه إلى التهلكة، ألقى بيديه إلى التهلكة." So when people made such statement, Abi Ayyub al-Ansari replied to them. He said, "Subhanallah, glory be to God. لماذا تتأولون هذه الآية بهذا التأويل؟ Why are you modifying this particular verse to this kind of modification?" They saw a person falling into a danger. A person committed a suicide. And they shouted, he found himself into destruction. So they thought, "Wala tulku bi aydikum ila tahluka" is referred to the rule of suicide. You know, religiously it's not allowed. It is irreligious. If you refer to the Majmu' al-Fatawa, Majmu' al-Fatawa of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz rahimahullah, he was asked about the issue of suicide and he clearly made a fatawa. And it has nothing to do with whosoever committed suicide, meaning suicide bomb or suicide, has killed himself, has condemned his soul. Allah al-Musta'an. So according to Islam, suicide is not allowed. You are not allowed to kill yourself or to kill others. Allah al-Musta'an. So someone could ask, "There's no any reason if a person kill himself or kill others?" No, there is no reason according to this particular verse. Because God valued your soul, Allah al-Musta'an. That's the reason God mentioned, "Wala tulku bi aydikum ila tahluka." It's a rule. Do not pawn your soul into destruction. Allahumma ista'an. So that's how it is. Try as much as possible to conserve your resources, to conserve your souls. Don't be deceived by any motivational opinion of any person that you respect, there is no such a thing in the sight of God. God wants you to be saved. So value yourself. How? They are supposed to be valued. ولكن أولي أيديكم إلى التهلكة. While some of the ulama, they have an opinion that what a person faces thousands of enemies أو جماعة اللصوص. Like the statement of Imam al-Qurtubi in his book of Tafsir, Al-Jami'u li Ahkam al-Qur'an. He said, like the group of armed robbers, from notorious armed robbers that distort the environment, that distort the well-being of people. So what if the person decided to make it a game over, to end the problem, and he faced towards the region of the armed robbers, and he commits suicide. والمحاربين والخوارج. Why person faces the direction of the fighters, well, khawarij, and the terrorists. So in that kind of questions, or that kind of doubt, according to the jurists, according to the scholars, religious scholars, they review the doubt into two conditions. Some of the scholars, they were saying that that could be considered, suppose for example, that he knows that if he get to the region of those terrorists, it would be a game over. That would not be considered as a suicide, but it would be a victory. Allahumma musta'ad. So, but whatsoever, these are some of the points that we discussed earlier in the previous centuries. This our century, we are in the right centuries. So, much development. So, having that kind of idea will not work in this century. It is something that happened from the history. Like, you know what happened between the Persians and the Arabs? We see the Persians and the Muslims in one of the histories. Allah musta'an. There was one amongst the opposition that decided to mount an elephant he found a clay and he mounted an elephant like structure. And he got his horse inside that animal, inside that elephant model. So when the Persians come, they drag the elephant. So such person also committed, but it leads to the extent that he opened the gates for his people. He opened the gate for the victory. For that was also a suicide. So is it accepted religiously? Religiously it is not accepted. But politically it is accepted. That's why I already said, not even this time out, all those issues that we see or we heard from the old histories or from the recent happenings are just political matters, most of them. Allahumma musta'an. And that politics can be a religious one or normal common politics that people know. Allahumma musta'an. So ever that is well acquainted with this matter, knows on what we are highlighting here. Allahumma musta'an. Such person often a gate, often a gate of victory to his own people, for example. But to himself, he get his soul squandered. And that's the reason why Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz issued the fatwa that according to Islam, suicide bombing is not accepted, it's not allowed, it is totally prohibited. And likewise, if you review the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much verses in the glorious Quran that warn against this kind of act. وَلَا تَقُتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill yourself. Directly God mentioned. In any way, try to conserve your souls. So you see, like in this era, some of our countries were experiencing, were facing challenges with regards to security. So much insecurity challenges. We're experiencing attacks from the renegade, from bandits, from the terrorists. So how could this be solved? How could this be managed? Suppose if a person or one among the armed forces, the military, you know, anything of combat is something that is referred to our armed forces, referred to the security, referred to the soldiers, to the military, to the police. They are the ones in charge of these matters. So suppose a police or a soldier decided to get to the region of the terrorists or to the bandits, and he exploded himself to finish those miscreants, so that it would be a game over. Will this be accepted? This is a question that you should ask your leaders. Ask your governor about this. Issue. Ask your generals on this matter. They are well acquainted about issues of war and the politics within. The hukama used to say, Al-Harbu Adatu Siyasa. It's an entity of politics. A war is an entity of politics. For anyone, there is politics within. There is being played. Whether you like it or you don't. Whether you know it or you don't. Allahumma musta'an. So suppose if the person in their millions, you see, directly the person supported his community. He served his community from the evil of those terrorists, for example. But What about his soul? What about the value of his soul to his family, to his community? So this is one of the points of the discussion, and that's the reason with regards to the religious parameters, this kind of act will not just be accepted like that. And that's the reason why there was so much discussion, debates regarding this kind of issue. And that's the reason why the Nukat, the Jahabiza, the Muslim scholars, they did not accept this kind of idea. Although you could find some people, maybe with the religious clothing, who assumed to be ulama, giving or issuing such kind of fatwa. Allahu musta'an. So there are some of the martyrs that have been clarified based on their basis. اذهبوا بهذه الأمور إلى أهلها. If you have any doubt, take those doubts to the responsible individuals. You get it? فاسألوا أهل الذكر إن كنتم لا تعلمون. Anything of politics, ask the politicians. Anything of anything of who? Ask the people that are professional in that aspect. Ask the military. We get more clarifications on that. You know, there is a book with the title The Art of War. Allahu musta'an. So this is not the point of our discussion. Our point of discussion is conservation of resources. Resources, conservation. So in this, there are so many benefits. If you conserve your souls, you would get the environmental benefits, and there are also economic benefits for that. And even for the sake of sustainability, you may need to conserve your souls. Don't get your life squandered. And if you conserve your souls, there will be definitely a state of harmony, unity. And that would create an empathetic world. So Allah musta'an. You should not get confused with regards to this kind of matters. Anything that is not from the usul, not from the religious fundamentals or from the religious basics, it is something that requires a thorough consultation. A thorough review. Allahu musta'an. So, so ever the ulama, the scholars mentioned, from the defects. What are scholars that you are having today of their opinions regarding this matter? As for my own opinion, this is not accepted. What another doubt would come if a person would view the issue with the sin of the Almighty. In the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, we are getting to that verse. You will listen to the tafsir, listen to the exodus, to that verse, the sin of the Almighty. ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ومن الناس من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله. And amongst humans, من يشري نفسه ابتغاء مرضات الله. So do not be confused when you come across this saying from the Almighty. ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة. And those kind of verses, like in that verse of Surah At-Tawbah, verse 111, God mentioned that عاد عليه حقا في التوراة والإنجيل والقرآن. That's how the promise is. It is a truthful promise on the positive. It is there found in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And if you review the Old Testament and the New Testament, you will see what the Almighty mentioned in the book of Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 20. One of the typical examples. You got the Almighty mentioned. For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, which belongs to God. For you were bought at a price. Meaning God purchased your soul. So being God mentioning that He purchased your souls, or you sold your souls to God, it doesn't mean that you should get your lives squandered. You should analyze your actions. Who are going to benefit from your actions? Which kind of benefit will you get? Which kind of return, benefit return you would get? Which kind of benefit of rewards or returns will your family, your relatives, your communities, your nation get from that? So don't turn yourself into a politics that you don't even know. Allahumma musta'an. For each action, there is equal and opposite reaction. Don't be deceived by anybody that would issue you a misanalyzed fatwa. Allahumma musta'an regarding this matter. So that's the reason why you should be careful when taking information, even the God's information, the revelation, the scriptures, are not just to be taken for granted, and not just to be taken like that. Because through elaborations, not just for you to look into a verse and take it based on your own understanding. You need to reflect with the understanding of the pious predecessors, the righteous predecessors, the understanding and opinion of the people of knowledge, the intellectuals. With that only, you would be successful. So your actions might either be leading you into redemption or damnation. And that's the reason why God mentioned, وَلَا تَقُتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not kill yourselves. ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا. Do not run your life with your hands. Do not run yourself with your hands into damnation, into destruction, into danger. Most of the problems of our today's dilemma, of our today's issues, are from people's hands making. Allah musta'an. A lack of understanding, misunderstanding, misanalysis, misrepresentation, and miscalculations. So calculate properly. Allah musta'an. Look before you leave. Ta'ammal qabla an tataqaddam. This is from the saying of the wise man. Look before you. Ta'ammal qabla an tataqaddam. Allahumma musta'an. So then get confused with the saying of the Almighty. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْرِي نَفْسَهُ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ. Yes, indeed, God is the one that created your souls. And He said that He purchased the souls and He would reward you with heaven, with paradise. For if you run your life according to how God designed, as how God the Almighty wants, so if you be as such, then definitely you sold your soul to God the Almighty. And that's the reason why God said that, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. For God, the same our forefathers, O Adam and Eve, to this world, to see how they would build the world. God is happy with the development. God is happy with the manner of our living. So do not destroy what God has given to us. It's a mercy to us. As if God wills, He could have let us live in other planets, from other planetary bodies. But He decided to make us live on this earth. As He sustains us with different forms of energy. We need to process the raw materials that we have, the resources that we are having, for our betterment and for the future generations. Allahumma musta'an. So do not allow yourself to get destroyed. Manage your resources. Even if that resources that you are having are of little amount. So management matters. Previously, in the previous session, we talked about management. Conservation is that which matters. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once stated in an authentic hadith that خير الأعمال أدومها وإن كان, the best of actions أدومها is the one that a person is consistent. أدومها, the most consistent, the most sustainable, وإن كان, even if it is of little amount. Even if it is little, even if it is minute. So that's the best. The best of the actions. Adwamaha wa inqal. This is the one that is most sustainable. Even if it is of little. So Allah is musta'an. So much elaboration regarding those verses. Some of the martyrs requires a deep understanding. And that's the reason why you should value the position of your scholars. If you have any doubt before making a decision or deriving decision, approach the scholars, consult them, ask them about those matters. They get you confused. And they can compile books of fatawa regarding all these matters. Refer to the Majmu'ul Fatawa of different predecessors and also current mashayikh, ulama, you see the fatawa regarding these matters. Allahumma ista'an. So manage your souls, conserve your lives and your properties. For because your life and your properties belongs to God. And God is the one that ordered you to manage and to conserve. And that's the reason why Imam al-Qurtubi in his magnum opus book of tafsir, Al-Jami'u bi Ahkam al-Qur'an, he elaborates this issue in detail. If you have tafsir al-Qurtubi in the second volume, page 363, he describes on this issue. So the Almighty mentioned, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنِ. Do not turn your lives into damnation, into destruction. Be kind. One amongst the scholars of the Exodus, Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasir bin Abdullah al-Sa'idi, in his book of Tafsir, as he mentioned, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّحْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Verily God loves the doers of good, the kindful ones. So he said, وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ جَمِيعُ أَنْوَاءِ الْإِحْسَانِ. This comprises all the forms of righteousness, all the forms of thankfulness. Any good deed is included. لأنه لم يقيده بشيء دون شيء. Because God never specify that statement with something without any other thing. لم يقيده بشيء دون شيء. Do not tie the issue with something without the other. So God did not just specify on a single act of kindness. So for that he mentioned, وَيَدْخُلُ فِيهِ الْإِحْسَانُ بِالْمَالِ كَمَا تَقَدَّمَ. So likewise, kindness with wealth is also included, as how it was aforementioned. And if you check Tafsir al-Karim al-Rahman in the first volume, from page 90, he mentioned some key elements, some key points regarding the explanation of this particular verse. He mentioned some of the statement. Like the saying of Abdul Rahman bin Nasir al-Din Sa'idi, من اللقاء باليد باليد إلى التحلكة الإقامة على معاصي الله ولأجل التوبة ومنها ترك ما أمر الله به من الفرائض التي في تركها خلاف للروح والدين. ولما كانت النفقة في سبيل الله نوعا من أنواع الإحسان أمر بالإحسان عموما. So on those statements that he mentioned in that one. So also he mentioned وَيَدْخُلُ فِي الْإِحْسَانِ بِالْجَهْ. Kindness with status, with status, your position, through your position is also included. You have a government status, your position. You are a public servant. We do your position. You can also do an act of kindness. وَبِالشَّفَاعَةِ وَنَهُ ذَلِكَ. And also by intercession. Verily, suppose there was a person that committed an offense. Maybe the person committed that unwillingly or by mistake. And nobody is to bail that particular person or to offer a ransom for that particular person except you, with you the position you are having. So if you have that position, through your position, being a politician, you can also do an act of kindness, bail the person, intercede for the person. Like the issue of undue debt, you know? Allah musta'an. Some people were confused. Why is it that at each and every Ramadan used to be handcuffed, used to be jailed, used to be put into exile? And some of the stubborn people were quoting the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whenever Ramadan arrived, sufidat ash-shayatin, the devil will get handcuffed. So they were considering him as devil. Allahu musta'an. Actually, his level of masculinity and those matters is to the extreme point. And other issues, Allahu musta'an. But still, for those that have the access, we can also intercede to those kind of individuals. Like you see in the case of Dani Alves, Allahu musta'an, that footballer, that soccer player. And likewise, I was confused with the issue of Greenwood. You know Greenwood, the winger of Manchester United. He committed an offense and people forgot about him. Allah musta'an. He was forgotten, totally. And his case is almost similar to the case of Dani Alves. Allah musta'an. So also, there are some other mashayikh. When we come back to the point of the discussion, they were put into exile. So if you have position, you have the means to intercede for those individuals. There are also valuable resources to communities. Allahu musta'an. So through shafa'ah, intercession, bailing, giving ransom. And we have seen what one amongst the young parliamentary members has done, of interceding for some inmate. Good action. Allahu musta'an. Also it is act of kindness. فَنَهْوِ ذَلِكَ. And similar to that. وَنَخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْإِحْسَانِ بِالْأَمْرِ bil ma'ruf. As how he mentioned, and it can be included also, kindness through enjoining what is good, calling people towards what is good, wa nahyu anil munkar, and forbidding that which is ill, wa ta'limu al-ilmu al-nafi', and teaching a beneficial knowledge, any knowledge of benefit that is beneficial to your communities, your societies, people of your nation. Try to give awareness on that. Giving awareness is very important. وَدَخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ قَدَاءُ هَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ, and it can be also included in that al-ihsan, kindness, قَضَاءِ هَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ, قَضَاءِ هَوَائِجِ النَّاسِ, compensating the needs of the people. People have their needs and their wants. If you have the means compensate the needs for them, their needs and wants, compensate them. Satisfy their needs and their desires. It is part of al-ihsan. Visit hawa'id, their needs and wants, meaning the needs and wants that are according to the law. Allahumma musta'an. Min tafrij kurbatihim, like human sparing. Of human sparing the earth. Agony, wa izalati shiddatihi, and emancipating their hardship. If you are a politician, you are a person of authority. So you have the power, you have the means to emancipate the agony of the poor. You must feel the agony of the citizens, their difficulties. Doing that is an act of kindness. You could be called it in the Tafsir session of the 2021. I kept mentioning support the poor. Our mode of living in this earth is not the same, for example. Our financial reserve is not quite similar. It's not the same. We are beyond some other people, and some of the people were beyond us, and some were behind us. So support those that are in need. For Israel to keep getting an emancipation of their difficulties. We added to Marudah and visiting their sick individual, visiting the sick, go to the hospital, visit the hospital, visit the healthcare centers. To look onto the people with sickness, it is also part of kindness. What is he jana is he, and preparing their funerals is part of the kindness. But shadid dwalim, and guiding them is guided one. The misguided ones among the public is also act of kindness, and that's the reason for the scholarship. That's the reason for the scholarly act, for example. The role of the teachers, the role of the scholars, the role of the clerics, to guide the misguided. ما يعمل عملا والعمل لمن لا يحسن العمل. الحلف من يعمل عمل. Any person that is into a particular job والعمل لمن لا يحسن العمل ونحو ذلك. And supporting a person that is not capable to work and similar to that. Supporting the people that are challenged or that are tried with disabilities. The blind, those are challenged with their limbs, for example. The deaf, the dumb, any person that requires support. Support the person, it's an act of righteousness. People with disability, supporting them, donating to them, spending in their cause is an act of kindness. That word mentioned, Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. So ask yourself, ask yourselves, do you support in such cause? Do you suffice for the needy? Do you suffice for the poor individual? Do you suffice for the people with disabilities? Less privileged individuals? Do you suffice for them? Ask yourself. It's a question that you should ask yourself. مما هو من الإحسان الذي أمر الله به. Anything from the kindness that God recommends. And before that mention, وَيَقُولُ فِي الْإِحْسَانِ أَيْضًا. It can be included in kindness also. الإحسان في عبادة الله تعالى. Being kindful in worshiping God the Almighty. هو كما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. To worship God as if you are observing God the Almighty, as if you are seeing God, as if you are looking to the God. فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. But if you are not able to see God, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. So God is looking at you. God is observing you. So this is how you would run your life. You are under God's surveillance. You are under surveillance. So this is how you would run your life. If you knew about this, so you don't have to mind whether there is CC camera or without, you would run your life perfectly. So but some of the people are so stubborn. They will not behave properly. You have to be under surveillance, under CCT. Camera. And that's why even the Almighty mentioned, وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. To every human, we have inserted in his neck a microchip, and we will take it out for the person on the day of resurrection as a recording tape. يلقاه منشورا. So the person was meet widespread, vividly. A person would come across that might be achieved, but inserted in the neck of the humans. Alzamnahu ta'irahu fi unuqih. For some of the humans, they need to be under surveillance. So what? A kind food person. On his or her own line, best according to the law. Even with the surveillance or without, that's how they would behave. So for that, the Sheikh mentioned in his book of Tafsir, with regards to the exegesis of this particular verse, by concluding with a paragraph. He said, فَمَنِ اتَّصَفَ بِهَذِهِ الصِّفَاتِ. So whoever behave with these attributes, كَانَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالَ لَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. Such person would be together with those that God said about their position, that God said in their course, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنِ الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. To those that became good in their mode of living, الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. They have الْحُسْنَى, a good living, mean a heaven, a paradise. That is الْحُسْنَى. وَزِيَادَةً, an increment. You know this particular verse. If you check the book, Shaykh Usul al-Sunnah, Shaykh Rabi' ibn Hadi ibn Umar al-Madkhali, hafizahullah, he clearly elaborates the meaning of al-husna wa ziyada. Al-husna bima'ana heaven. God would make them to be the dwellers of heaven, dwellers of paradise. Wa ziyada is observing God the Almighty on the day of resurrection after getting into paradise. That is the addition. So they have a premium, an additional reward besides the usual reward. الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَةً. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, to those who are perfect, to those who are perfect, to those who became good in their endeavor, al-husna wa ziyada, to them is a beautiful reward and a premium. So for now, Imam al-Sa'idi mentioned, wa kana Allahu ma'ahu yusaddiruhu ويرشده ويعينه على كل أموره. What would be to the person? Would be together, would be with the person, strengthening the person, proportioning the person, guiding the person, supporting the person in all of his matters, in all of his or her own matter of concern. So that's the reason why a person will not fail, a kindful person, a kindly person, a doer of good, will never be forsaken by God, will never fail, even if some other people wish for his or her failure. Such person will never fail. So that a good doer will never fail. For God would be at the side of the person. God would be together with the person, would proportion the person with accuracy and precision, would guide the person, would support the person in all of his or her matter. So likewise, like in Radd al-Azhan ila ma'ani al-Qur'an, Shaykh mentioned in Allah yuhibbu al-muhsinin, for God loved the kindful ones. He said, أَيْ يُصِيبُهُ إن الله يحب المحسنين يُصِيبُهُ What would be what then? So that is the meaning of the love. If God love you, He would be what you. For whoever claim to love you or to like you, and such person never give you a reward or a gift, it is a total lie, a typical lie. You should know. If you never receive any gift, any reward from such person, from a person that claims to like you or love you, such person is an incredulous liar. Such person is not a perfect person. So God is perfect. If God says He loves you, meaning you would receive a reward definitely from God. So David. So even love is part of kindfulness. As God recommends you towards that, He reaffirmed that. Indirectly, God is telling you that He is also kindly. Because that abide to the law and order. And Allah and you will see it. And that's the reason why He has mentioned Yusibahu. إن الله يحب المحسنين إن الله يصيبهم that God would definitely reward them. God will reward. That is the meaning of law. If there is law, there is reward. If there is no law, there would be no reward. And if you never receive a reward or a gift, do not think that you are in a lovely place. وَإِذَا لَزَلْتَ بِذَارِ ذِلِّ مُفَرَحَلِكِ وَإِذَا بُلِيتَ بِظَالِمًا كُمْ ظَالِمًا ظَالِمٍ كُمْ ظَالِمًا وَإِذَا لَقِيتَ ذَوِ الْجَهَالَةِ فَجِهَلِ الله المستعان. So this is how the modest are. You need to understand the perfect mode of living. Besides you adhering to the issue of faith, there are some modes of character, conduct, that would help you. Al-Ihsan. It's not everyone that is to the level of Al-Ihsan. Most of the people were to the level of Al-Islam, Al-Iman. But some specific individuals are to the level of Al-Ihsan. And indirectly, from the lesson of this particular verse, lesson derived from this verse, we get to understand, or we understood that being kindful is being perfect. Allahumma musta'an. Inshallah, we are going to have a full stop here. Whatsoever we discussed within this few minutes, we ask God the Almighty to reward us in it, and whatsoever the interface of any erotic statement. We ask God the Almighty to erase that from our day. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا